I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. David Zuckerman's former rivals in the Democratic gubernatorial primary are now endorsing his candidacy for governor. Gubernatorial candidates Pat Winburn and Rebecca Holcomb urged voters to coalesce behind Zuckerman at a unity rally for Democrats in Montpelier today. Here's Holcomb.
We were running a race, a relay race, and now we're handing the baton to David. We need to get behind him and make the change that we need to make sure that we all vote blue from top down to dog catcher this time around.
Zuckerman, who defeated his nearest competitor by nearly 10 points in Tuesday's primary, faces Republican incumbent Phil Scott in the general election. Vermont's fiscal outlook seems a bit better than previously expected. Jeffrey Carr, the state's economist, spoke to the governor and key legislative leaders yesterday, and he said there's a forecast of $170 million reduction in general fund revenues for this fiscal year and a $100 million reduction next year. Those numbers were previously expected to be tens of millions of dollars higher. The Scott administration will soon unveil its budget for the remaining three quarters of the fiscal year. Lawmakers return in late August to work on the spending plan. And the Department of Health reported six new cases of COVID-19 in Vermont today. Three of the new cases are in Chittenden County. There's one each in Rutland, Bennington, and Orange counties. To date, more than 105,000 people in Vermont have been tested. Two people are currently in the hospital with the disease. A look at the eye in the sky forecast for the rest of the afternoon. Mostly sunny with scattered high clouds, highs in the 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s to low 60s. And some valley fog tomorrow giving way to mostly sunny skies. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.